Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory forever.
When I was preparing for this week, I did not plan to preach a homily today. And the whole week was weird. Something was just not right. So yesterday, when I was preparing for today, I changed my mind at 10 p.m. I changed my mind because how could I not say something about our mother? So I started to think, what can I say about her? How can I express my love towards our mother? And then I remembered a story from my favorite elder, Elder Cleopa. And as any elder, Elder Cleopa had a huge devotion to the Theotokos. And every time he could speak about her, he would. So he inspired me. Once he said a story about what a speedy helper the Mother of God is to us. This story was about a widowed mom who had two children. From very young age, she tried to teach her children to have a good Christian foundations. She taught them how to pray Our Father, the Creed, and then few prayers to the Theotokos. For the mother of those children, it was natural to give praise to Theotokos every single day. And because of that, the mom called the Theotokos her mother. Since she had small children who asked many questions, one day the children asks, "Mom, who is the woman in the icon?" She's pointing to this icon. And their mother answered, "She is your true mother." But the children asked, "Aren't you our mom?" And she replied, "No, your true mother is in heaven, and her name is Theotokos." And then they asked, "Who is the child that she is holding?" And their mom asked, "The child is our Lord Jesus Christ." This is how mom taught her children, with all her heart, who the Theotokos is. And she is their true mother. Ever since then, every time children woke up, first they would rend the icon of the Mother of God, they would pray, do prostrations, and then they would see their mom. This kind of thinking comes from living out the gospel. So one day, their mom had to leave the house to go to the field to pick up the harvest. So since she was a widow, she did not have anyone who could watch her children. So she told them, "You need to stay at home while I go to work." And the children asked her, "Who will take care of us? You'll be gone the whole day." And their mom said, "Here, stay with your mother, and she took them in front of the icon, and then she told them, "Your mother will stay with you, and she will protect you. But you should be well behaved. You should pray and call upon her, for she will protect you." So before their mom left, she put out food for them, and then she made three prostrations in front of the icon of mother to protect their children. And then she left the house, locking the doors so the children would not leave. After a long while, the children became restless and started to play, which is normal. First, it was as children would play, but then they would found matches. So they started to play with the fire. And a few minutes later, the house caught on fire and children were locked inside without having an escape. So when they saw the fire, they immediately ran towards the icon of Theotokos and they started to pray to her. The neighbors tried to extinguish the fire, but since it was middle of the summer, the house was in uncontrollable flames. So there was nothing they could do. But let the widow know that she lost her house. When she got the news, she immediately started to run towards her home, yelling that she left her children in the house. While she was still running, she was blaming Theotokos for what had happened and that she didn't protect her children. But when the messenger who gave her the bad news caught up to her, he told her, "Don't be frightened." Mother of God did protect your children. And when she arrived to her house, she saw her neighbors contemplating a most glorious miracle. The house has burned down, but the wall with the Theotokos still remained intact. And the children were holding onto the icons with their hands. So immediately, Mother gave thanks to Theotokos for keeping her children safe. Nowadays, we forget about our mother, our true mother. We should always have faith in her protection and never let a single day go without praying to her. Whatever misfortune or trouble we have, we should call upon the Mother of God. With all our hearts, and she will undoubtedly be always present. She is a speedy helper with her most holy and powerful prayers. We should know that there isn't a single soul in the world who put their hope in Theotokos and didn't receive help. Through her prayers in this life, we will always have peace, consolation, protection, and at the hour of our death, the mercy of Theotokos will not abandon us. She is our intercessor. She is our true mother. Glory to Jesus Christ.